Welcome to the Passage to Profit Show, the Road to Entrepreneurship podcast.
First, it's time for your new business journey. And we'd like to ask our panel, when you look back, what was the one decision or moment that most changed the trajectory of your business? And what did it cost you to make that decision? Daniel Burris, welcome to the show. What was the one decision that you made that changed the trajectory of your business?
Well, for me, it was the demand was high almost right away because I was doing something very innovative. We might talk about that later. But it was getting a PR firm involved to help me spread the word. I actually waited too long to do that because I was busy doing what I was doing. So the hindsight for me, which of course hindsight can give you foresight, is I should have got a PR firm involved and had them help me to get the word out much faster. And
awesome.
That's made a difference.
Mark Fox, welcome to the program. Good to see you again, Mark. Tell us, what was the one decision that you made that changed the trajectory of your business?
Well, we talked earlier about this. It doesn't have to be positive. So mine was the first product that I developed was 4 days away from cutting money for mold tooling, which is a big investment. Our financial advisor embezzled me and my wife. So we lost half of our retirement. And so what did it cost me? Okay, a lot of emotional pain. I'll go with that. Literally, it cost me most of the rest of my retirement, right? Because we lost so much money. But it's the product almost didn't exist for that reason. So I just sat around like doing nothing for like 4 or 5 days. And finally, my wife, I go, do I go back to aerospace, go get a job on rockets again? And my wife's like, you'll be impossible to live with. You've been working on this design for so long as, you know, go ahead and spend the money, whatever it takes to go ahead and build this thing and bring it into the world. So not a positive turn for sure, but the company and the product almost didn't exist.
How did you feel when you found out about that?
Like anyone, it'd be awful, especially when theoretically the guy was my friend for 25 years, right? You know, I find out more and more people who have been embezzled that want to be secret about it, but I did all the due diligence and had tons and tons and tons of MOUs and documents and contracts and everything when I first hired him to make sure I couldn't get screwed over, and they were all still a lie. He went through great lengths to make sure it was all legitimate, and if he called somebody, he had somebody answering the phone somewhere else, so all of that stuff. So, yeah, you know, cup kind of half full. I could go crawl into a hole or you just go, screw him. I'm gonna make what he stole from me rounding error, and I'm just going to... He hung himself the same day he got caught. So you can't throw him in jail or anything. It was like,
oh, wow.
He's gone, so I'm not going to let him run my life. So that's how I felt. It's just I got to take care of it myself.
Wow. Well, thanks for sharing that, Mark. And you're a survivor, and we admire and respect your ability to bounce back after something like that. Dwight Heck, good to see you again, Dwight. This is our third encounter. Tell me, what decision did you make that changed the trajectory of your business?
I have three major ones, and I was thinking about which one to talk about. In 25 years of doing this, yeah, hills and valleys happen. I'll talk about the latest one. It was specifically directed to the pandemic. And in my financial industry, in beginning of 2020, I was set to have a record year. I was going to make close to... I won't even say the number. It was pretty generous. I was having a real epiphany in my business. And it was very centered around helping people, helping businesses, personal individuals. The pandemic hit and everybody's wallets screwed shut. They just didn't shut. They screwed them shut. And people that were going to do things within their businesses or their individual lives decided it wasn't the time to do it. And I didn't blame them, but my business went from going to be on a high to a low. So I had to sit back and realize, with some mentorship help, what was I going to do over the next couple of years, right? Who knows how long the pandemic was going to be, 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years. And they challenged me to be that person that comes out the other side that's grown and developed. So I went knee deep as hard as I could to build a brand, which is Give a Heck. I had all the same principles and everything, but I didn't really have a forward-facing marketing portion of my life where I was changing other people's lives that weren't local. I was going and speaking in the U.S. I was speaking in Canada. I was talking to select groups, but I didn't really have a global presence where I felt I could actually take the information I understand in regards to the rules of the money game and help people. So over those few year periods, I created the Give a Heck brand, got it trademarked, have my podcast that's been around for 5 years, wrote a best-selling book, created different processes to ensure that I could help people no matter where they live. Couldn't help them with the products, but I could help them with their mindset. And that's one of the biggest problems with people and money is their mindset.
That's great. Thank you very much. Again, you know, another comeback story. Elizabeth.
I'm going to piggyback off Daniel because I had the same thought before this. When I worked in corporate, I worked in the plant and in the lab as a chemist, and marketing got all this money. And I was like, why does marketing get all the money?
And you wanted to buy new glassware.
Yes. Anyway, then when you're an entrepreneur, you realize without marketing, it doesn't matter how good your product is, right? So without marketing, if nobody knows about it, you really can't do anything. You're not going to be successful. So I really took a deep dive into marketing at Gearhart Law, actually, and just kind of made that my career going forward. And has it been tough? Well, yeah, I'm totally self-taught, but we had agencies that helped. And, you know, I guess things have moved so fast now. I really went into digital marketing that there are a lot of resources to teach you how to do marketing and do it right. I don't know if I do it super well, but we have agencies that help, like I said. And I think what it cost me was I had to kind of pivot my identity a little bit. That's what it cost me.
Yeah. I mean, you were a scientist. You still are, but that was your training. And you did a pivot into marketing. Very impressive. No wonder I married you.
Is that the only reason? Because I pivoted into marketing.
Yeah, that, maybe one or two others. But so, so I, you know, it's funny. I had this idea independently. You know, I was driving in the car on my way over here. I was like, well, what am I going to say during the segment of the show? And I thought, well, you know, one thing that changed the trajectory of our business was hiring a social media person. So here we are all talking about marketing. It must be karma, but we hired Carolina. She's full-time, and she's just blasting it out over social, and the visibility of the firm just has just been tremendous, and I have to say it's resulted in more business. So all of the rumors that you've heard about social media bringing you business are, in fact, true. At least
She does YouTube as well.
And she does YouTube. So that's it for your new business journey. I guess the moral of the story is do more marketing.
If you enjoyed this episode, subscribe to the podcast and leave a quick review. Also, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and X, and subscribe to our YouTube channel for bonus content.